Hey everybody, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, stress and anxiety are like those uninvited house guests that just won't leave. They show up unannounced, make a mess, and then act surprised when you ask them to pack their bags. Sound familiar? We live in a world that's constantly pushing us to do more, be more, have more. It's no wonder our stress levels are skyrocketing. But the good news is, we can learn to manage this mental mayhem and reclaim our peace of mind. That's what we're diving into today. Practical strategies to ditch the overwhelm and tap out of anxiety's grip. Let's be honest, most self-help. Advice feels like a marathon, right? Like you need to completely overhaul your life overnight. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. Small, consistent changes can make a huge difference. And remember, progress, not perfection, is the name of the game. So buckle up, because today's episode is packed with actionable tips to help you chill out and take control. First up, mindfulness matters. Ever notice how we get caught in a whirlwind of thoughts? It's like our minds are on high speed, constantly racing from one thing to the next. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, even the feeling of your feet on the ground. It's a simple practice that can help calm the mental storm and bring you back to center. Think of it as taking a quick mental time out whenever stress starts creeping in. Next, movement is medicine. I'm not talking about grueling workouts or endless gym sessions, just finding ways to get your body moving. A brisk walk, some yoga stretches, even dancing around your living room can release endorphins and melt away tension. Remember that feeling of pure joy after a good workout? Yeah, that's the magic of movement. Now, sleep is your superpower. Seriously, prioritizing sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's crucial for managing stress and anxiety. When we're sleep-deprived, our brains are on overload, making it harder to cope with challenges. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your mind and body will thank you. Connection is key. Ever notice how talking things out can help ease the pressure? Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Make time for meaningful conversations with friends and loved ones. Sharing your feelings, even the tough ones, can lighten the load. And don't forget about that furry friend. A cuddle session with your pet can work wonders for your mood. Finally, boundaries are your best friend. You know those people who always seem to be running on fumes? They probably haven't mastered the art of setting boundaries. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy and prioritize what truly matters. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I tried to take on way too much at once? I was juggling work, side projects, social events, the whole shebang. Needless to say, I hit a wall harder than Shaquille O'Neal in his prime. My anxiety skyrocketed, my sleep vanished, and I felt like a hamster running on a wheel that wasn't going anywhere. But then, something clicked. I realized I needed to tap out and prioritize. I started saying no to extra commitments, scheduling downtime for myself, and focusing on what truly brought me joy. The difference was incredible. My stress levels plummeted, my energy returned, and I actually felt like I could enjoy life again. See, sometimes the bravest thing you can do is take a step back and reclaim your time and energy. So remember, managing stress and anxiety isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small, consistent changes that add up to big results. Practice mindfulness, move your body, prioritize sleep, nurture your connections, and set healthy boundaries. You've got this. Now go out there and tap out of overwhelm, one step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stress-busting wisdom. and if you found this helpful, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.